Hello, this is Nicholas Thurkettle. Normally here at Earbud, we like to just dive straight into our pod plays, but I wanted to let you know up front that you're about to hear something a little different. This episode was recorded at our first ever live show on Halloween at the Laguna Hills Community Center in Laguna Hills, California. It was a thrilling experiment for us to try and put what we think of as the Earbud experience on stage in front of a live audience, and we want to extend a huge thank you to Aurora Culver and her company On the Edge Theater Productions, who proposed to try this experiment and worked herself almost to real living death to make it happen. On the Edge Theater does great work in the Orange County theater community, and if you go to otetheater.com, that's theater with an R-E, you'll be able to find out about their upcoming productions. Some veteran Earbud players and some brilliant newcomers joined forces. We had incredible fun and we will definitely be doing it again, so stay tuned for announcements about that. But because it was performed live with live sound effects and music, it is going to sound significantly different than the studio sound we traditionally use, and you'll even hear the audience responding, sometimes to unplanned visual things that you weren't there to see and which you'll therefore die never understanding. So, with that said, we take you now, not via time travel but via the far more radical technology of audio wave recording, to the stage at the Laguna Hills Community Center, and a story we call Boney McGee.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to pay tribute to an innocent life, stolen before its time. A life that had hopes and dreams.
Do birds have dreams?
Dad, don't interrupt!
Sorry, Cece. It was just a funny thought I had.
And don't call me Cece. I'm Chloe Christine.
All right, Chloe.
Chloe Christine?
Chloe Christine.
Dinner's getting cold, dear. Let's carry on.
Thank you, Mother. Dearly beloved.
You sent that already!
Ugh, Kenzie! You have to be serious! This is a funeral!
But it's just a bird!
Kenzie, hush!
It flew into the window! Whap!
Shut up!
Whap!
Mom!
Kenzie, hush now. Let your sister give her speech.
Eulogy?
Eulogy, yes. Go ahead, Chloe Christine.
Thank you. I'd like to read a poem. What?
Sorry. I was just clearing my throat.
Yeah, I think I've got that same something in my throat.
Shh.
My soul is black tonight.
Oh, God.
Like this sweet bird, it will not take flight.
What?
Kenzie, I will murder you!
Okay, kids, separate. Cece, we need to have dinner. Can you bury the bird yourself?
Fine.
Okay, Kenzie, leave your sister alone. Come on, we've got spaghetti.
Well, can I have my spaghetti plain tonight?
Of course, Kenzie.
Give me the vino.
I'm Chloe Christine, and I'd like to finish my poem. Your feathers took you high above, free of lies and fear, to a sky of love. You found the world I wanted to be mine, but now you're gone, and I must in tribute pine. Okay, that's it. I think I could get that published. Or maybe it should be a song.
I swear you're like the deepest girl in school.
I know.
Like, it makes me so sad that I can't be more sad like you.
It's not your fault. You've got, like, that cool family that understands you.
Ugh, I know, they're so annoying. If a bird died in my yard, though, I would totally lose it. I'd be destroyed.
I can Snapchat it to you before I put it in the ground.
Can you?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh my God, it's so precious.
Right? That's how fragile it all is.
I'm going to totally cry.
I wrote a poem. I'll read it to you tomorrow.
Oh my God, I'll cry again. Are you going to prom?
It's so shallow. Who needs it?
I know, but like, do you want to go?
The boys at school are so lame.
Yeah, so lame. What about Ethan though? He's got that guitar.
Does he even play it? All I've ever seen him do is just hold it. Whoa.
What?
I don't know. I hit something. Let me call you back.
Okay.
What are you? Whoa. What's... Oh, my God! A skeleton! A skeleton. Oh, God. You're a dead person skeleton, and you jumped out of the ground. Oh, God. Don't hurt me. Please, don't. Don't hurt me. You're not trying to hurt me. Are you alive? I mean, not alive, but like living dead? You talked!
Cece, are you okay?
Huh? Yeah, don't come out here. I just stepped on something gross.
What was it?
Kenzie, did you not scoop the yard like I told you?
I did, don't yell at me!
Shut up! It's okay, just eat! Oh my God! So, what are you doing? Up! Did you, like, own the house before we moved in? How long have you been buried there? I set you free, didn't I? I got the dirt off of you so you could get out. Oh, you're welcome. You're a polite skeleton. My name's Chloe Christine Coleman. I go by Chloe Christine. My parents call me Cece, but it's totally lame. Right? Totally lame. Should we shake hands? Here, you can shake my hand. I'm not afraid. Whew, it's cold. You're cold. But so smooth. The only bones I've ever touched are the ones Princess leaves in the yard. She's our dog. Only they're all gnarled up and... Oh, I can't stop talking. I don't know what's wrong with me. You can't really speak anymore, can you? You don't have a tongue or lungs. I know how you feel. No one around here hears me either. Do you want to hear a poem I wrote? Okay, it's for this bird that died today. It goes like this.
Kenzie, put Daddy's phone aside. You're going to get better on it.
But I'm almost level 104.
104? I haven't passed level 30 yet.
I mean it, Kenzie.
Okay.
So, a science camp is going to cost $1,000 more.
What?
Materials, meals, fees. Oh, I don't know. That's what they said when I signed her up.
Well, I thought that was all included.
No, apparently not.
Well, things should cost what they say they're going to cost. You should tell them that.
Well, I don't think it's going to make a difference. Yes, Kenzie, it's going to be wonderful. I just don't know how we're going to do both that and Cece's French class trip.
Oh, that girl doesn't need Parisian graveyards. She needs a good spring break at the beach, some sun.
Well, I mean it. I don't think we can afford both.
Well, so we need to figure out which of our kids is behaving in a manner more deserving a reward.
Me.
I don't know. How many days until space camp?
42.
That's a long time to be a good little girl. You'll have to be at least as good as your sister.
Mom, Dad, I want you to meet someone.
Get away. Everybody get away from it.
It's okay. Everybody calm down and listen.
Cece, you are standing next to a skeleton. I'm right. Right, honey?
It's talking.
You don't have to be scared. He's not going to hurt us. I found him in the backyard where I was burying Melody.
Who is Melody?
The bird, Dad. Melody is the bird. God. Mom. Put the wine bottle down! It's okay!
We have to call the police.
He sounds kind of funny, actually.
Dad, he doesn't want to make trouble. I just set him free from the ground, and now he wants to hang out.
Well, hang out?
Oh, what? He has 200 six bones! I am not in class. Oh, I see one, two.
Please, can he hang out? Because he had like three friends over this weekend.
I am not okay with this, young lady.
Mom?
Sorry,
what?
Seven.
Kenzie, stop counting!
But he's made of bones!
Stop it!
He's Bony McGee.
That's not his name!
Bony McGee! Bony McGee!
Okay, separate you two. Kenzie, get to your room.
No, but I want to play with him.
Nobody is playing with him. Right, honey?
Come on, we'll go to my room.
Don't you take that skeleton into your bedroom!
Dad, I'll leave the door open a crack!
No, you want to talk with him, you'll do it in the living room.
I wish I was 18. Come on.
Sorry to raise my voice, honey. I just had to draw the line somewhere.
Why is it walking? Why is it walking?
I'm so sorry about them. They're just ridiculous. I think they must have fished me out of a basket in a river or something. I haven't really told anyone that before. It's funny, but I'm just so comfortable with you. What do I call you? I refuse to call you Bony McGee. It's just so immature. It's disgusting. I'm getting a really strong vibe. Wow, it's just appearing in my head. Is your name Marcel? Oh my God, it is! Marcel. It's a very poetic name. You must have a very powerful soul. I mean, to come back the way that you have. I swear I don't usually act this way. I feel like I've had an espresso. I have had one of those before. A sip of one. I know we've just met, but I feel this connection. It's not the traditional thing, but I'm not a very traditional woman, so here goes. Would you like to go to the prom with me? It's okay. It was a joke. I mean, you're so far beyond things like school dances and flowers and all of that, and I agree, it's ridiculous. What? You'll go? Oh my, this is the most beautiful. It's the most beautiful day of my life.
Hey, what's up?
I'm going to the prom.
Ah! It was dark and stormy, or it should have been. I was lost and lonely without a friend. As you know, my soul was black that night. From the shallow world, I could not take flight. I looked to the sky to escape to love, but I should have looked below and not above. When you came into my life, I wanted to sing. Thanks to you, I know the joy that love can bring.
He's a little taller than that.
Oh, okay, I can fix that.
And his face, it's more thoughtful. You're just making him look like a blank skull. Here, look at his picture again.
Oh, yeah, I totally see that, the thoughtfulness. This is just a quick sketch, though.
You'll get it right, I know. You have such a gift.
I just can't believe he was right there in your backyard.
So, can we go in a limo together? I know it's what Marcel would do for me if he still had money.
Oh, well, I would, but I don't have a date yet. Do you think Marcel knows anybody?
I'll ask him.
Hey, Grace. Cece.
Hey, Brad.
Go away, Brad.
I heard you got a date for prom. Is his name Twilight?
That joke doesn't even make any sense.
I understood it.
It just so happens his name is Marcel. He will be escorting us in a limousine.
Boss. Hey, Grace. Do you want to go to the prom?
Okay.
Great. I'll see ya. Yo, hey, guys! I get a ride in a limo!
I think Brad has underappreciated qualities.
Oh, crap.
What?
I haven't asked my parents about going to the prom with Marcel yet.
I mean, not that I care if we don't go, because it's just a dance and Brad's just a boy and nothing in high school has any value to the soul anyway. But, I mean, could you maybe talk to them anyway? Just for fun, I guess.
I'll invite Marcel to have dinner with us. Mom and Dad always do that when they're getting to know someone new.
That is a great idea. Isn't it funny? A bird died and we both have prom dates. Isn't that what they say chaos theory is?
It's fate. Marcel's the one I've been waiting for. We have to make this dinner work.
'Cause you're charming and you're funny, the most sensitive guy. You seem to know everything but how to die. You might be bony, but you'll always be perfect for me.
Dear, it's going to be fine.
I know.
Tell me about our money troubles again. That always calms you down.
You can't have a Vespa this year.
What? I had a helmet all picked out.
Well, maybe we can afford it next year.
This is the fourth year in a row it's been next year.
Well, you asked me about money.
Oh, Cece, honey, you look lovely.
Father, I do prefer Chloe Christine. You and Mother remember Marcel, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Right, dear?
Yes, forgive me. Good evening, Marcel.
Is he wearing one of my ties?
It was my idea. He's just borrowing it for the evening.
Kenzie, honey, dinner's ready.
I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Oh, he's here, Bony McGee.
Kenzie, darling sister, his name is Marcel.
Hi, Bony.
So, Chloe, Christine, we set a place for Mr. McGee, Marcel, but we don't know if he eats or drinks.
He has no stomach or intestines. They're all rotted away.
Ew! Gross, Mom!
Why don't you ask him? He doesn't speak, but I understand him.
How about it, Marcel? Got an appetite tonight?
He says your hospitality is most noble, but he does not require food.
Nice vocabulary there, Marcel.
Marcel thanks you.
When did you die?
A long time ago.
Like a million years ago?
Not that long ago.
100,000 years?
Kenzie, he doesn't keep track of time when he's in the ground. There's no clocks or sunlight.
Just eternal darkness.
Yes, Mother.
Who wants salad?
Gross.
I would be delighted, Father.
So, got any plans now that you're up and about, Marcel?
They only come back to settle scores. Or to feast on the living.
Marcel wants to reassure you that he's not like that. He's here to share some of what he's learned about existence from his time in the great beyond.
Did you meet God? Does he have a beard like he does in the drawings? Can he grow five arms whenever he feels like it?
Kenzie, don't take up Marcel's time with things that are trivial. And Father, also, Marcel would very much like to know if he could take me to prom.
Excuse me?
Take me to prom.
Well, I'm not being cute, sweetie. I genuinely cannot understand your words.
Cece's going to prom. Cece's going to prom. Bony and Cece kissing in a tree.
Darling sister.
Prom?
Yes, please, Daddy, please. I'll be the best. Just please say yes, Dad. I want this more than anything.
Anything? More than, say, the trip with your French class?
What? But that's... I... Yes, there has to be a sacrifice. It's how all the great stories go.
There, Kelly. See how I solved our problem right there?
I get to go to science camp. Can Boney go with me, Dad?
He doesn't want to go to science camp!
Kelly? Honey? Can you hear me?
I have no screaming left.
I used to be cynical, but now I'm not. 'Cause I know you'll listen to my deepest thought. You're the soulful artist that I long to be. That's why I've written this dirge for thee. 'Cause you're charming and you're funny, the most sensitive guy. You seem to know everything but how to die. You might be bony, but you'll always be perfect for me.
Look at it. It's like a fairy tale.
But like one of those fairy tales where everyone's rich and nobody's poor, right, Bradley?
Hey, Grace, can we go, like, over there? You know, away from the dead guy?
Yeah, okay, Brad. See you later, Chloe Christine.
Yeah, see you. Well, look at us. Alone, on a dance floor. Don't mind if I do. I've never felt this at ease around anyone. I want you to know all of my secrets, and you tell me yours. Can you promise? Oh, Marcel, what a perfect night. I have to tell you, when I was 12, John Hudson and I were playing by the equipment shed, and he kissed me. But it doesn't count. It doesn't count. And so, if you wanted, you could be my first kiss. If you wanted. Oh, you're nervous too. I understand. It's probably been a long time. It's okay. I can help. Oh, that changes the moment a little, doesn't it? It's okay, though. We can still... What are you doing?
Hey, the skeleton's turned up.
I don't dance like that.
Wow, Chloe Christine, Marcel is such an amazing dancer.
Hey, can you introduce me? You'll hang out with me, Boney.
Stop calling him that! Stop! His name's not Boney! His name is Marcel, and he's my boyfriend, and we're going to move to Minneapolis and live in a tiny house and found a literary journal together, something classy but transgressive. And I'll learn how to make tattoo art and only do the designs that I want to do. And his name's not Boney, and it's not Boney, and none of you understand him.
You're weird.
Come on, Marcel. We've got the limo booked until 1. We'll go as far as it takes us and figure out the rest.
Cece, don't.
Step away from that skeleton.
Cece, come here.
Come here, sweetie.
Mom, Dad.
You need to come over here right now. This man is a policeman.
Oh my God, your parents are at prom?
I'm dancing with Marcel.
It's not named Marcel. Chloe Christine. Chloe Christine?
Yeah?
Please come here.
What's happening, Daddy?
That skeleton right there is evidence in a murder case.
There was a murder in our house?
A few, before we moved in.
You knew about this?
How else do you think we could afford this neighborhood?
I gotta start reading the fine print.
Yeah, your house there was kinda notorious. The Ricketts family, they owned the place before you did. They were, chaining up old people and collecting their Social Security money, then feeding them to their dogs. The old people, I mean. We think they killed about 22 overall, but the bones were all mixed up, so we never got a clean count. Ricketts disappeared, we never caught him, but speculation is that this here is probably the wife, Mary Ricketts. Crazy Mary's what they called her. You should see a picture. Yikes! Must be, they had an argument, husband whacked her, and, absconded.
There were dead people in our house?
Marcel is a woman?
But why did he, she, come out of the ground? Why is she reanimated?
Oh, that's just on account of the space probe what burned up in our atmosphere with the Venusian gases in it. We've been getting some calls last couple of days, dead bodies getting up. It'll wear off soon. So how about it, Crazy Mary? You up for walking with me to the medical examiner? Whoa! Hey there, Mary. All right. We'll do this the old-fashioned way.
Bye, Bonnie.
Let's get you home, Chloe Christine.
Am I a lesbian, Mom?
I don't know what you are, but I love you.
Hey, by the way, there was an old reward out for evidence in this case. You probably got yourself about 10,000 bucks for digging this lady up.
10,000?
I'm going to France!
I'm getting a Vespa!
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to pay tribute to the 22-ish victims of violence and terrible tragedy. You lived long lives, paying into a highly successful social insurance program that became the prize for which you were in prison starved and then fed to dogs. I think there's a poetic lesson in that for us all.
What lesson?
I don't know.
I would like to read a poem.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, honey. Let's just say a blessing and go eat.
Okay. You are gone, but not forgotten. All 22 of you.
22-ish.
Oh, they're not even buried anymore. The cops dug them all up.
Do we have enough reward money left over for a pool?
Oh, now he wants a pool.
What? It would be therapeutic, right?
Dad, the pool would be haunted. Duh!
A haunted pool? We could have the best parties ever with that. Oh, can we, Daddy?
Ask your mother.
Mom, please? Please?
Cause you're charming and you're funny, the most sensitive guy. You seem to know everything but how to die. You might be bony, but you'll always be perfect for me. Yeah, you're charming and you're funny, the most sensitive guy. You seem to know everything but how to die. You might be bony, but you'll always be perfect for me.
Bonnie McGee is a presentation of Earbud Theater, created by Casey Wolf and produced by Casey Wolf, Brandon Coluccio, Nicholas Thurkettle, and Aaron Drown. It was written by Nicholas Thurkettle and directed by Aurora Culver. The cast was Ashley J. Woods as Chloe Christine Coleman, Jill Carey Martin as Kelly Coleman, Paul Jasser as Howard Coleman, Diva Gregory as Kenzie Coleman and Brad, Paige Hiskey as Grace, Nicholas Thurkettle played Detective Nichols, and Bonnie McGee was played by Darren Lodwick. The Most Sensitive Guy, the love theme from Bonnie McGee, was written by Ashley F. Miller, Ph.D., and performed by Paige Hiskey. The live show was produced by Aurora Culver and On the Edge Theater Productions, with sound design, engineering, and live Foley effects supervised by Darren Lodwick, with the assistance of Elliot Clark and Lisa Del Padre. Post-production mixing and editing was by Nicholas Thurkettle. Original artwork for this episode was by Jennifer Weatherup. If you want to be cool enough that Brad might invite you to the prom, remember to subscribe to Earbud Theater on iTunes and give it a rating and review. On behalf of Earbud Theater, thanks for listening. And remember, Social Security is a sacred compact between the generations, but the benefit payments aren't really large enough to make a kidnapping and murder scheme profitable in the long run. You can trust us. We've done the math.